Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Well, we are about halfway through the four foundational truths, and I hope, my friend, that you got the first two. If not, though, please feel free to contact me at CharlieGolf1, that's all one word, CharlieGolf1 at Outlook.com, and I can send you the audios of the first two for your review. You know, the things of God is best heard again and again and again. No one gets them the first time, my friend. Oh, no. Not even the second or maybe even the third time. But as we hear the things of God again and again and again, and as we read His Word again and again and again, it begins to take root in us and become a part of us. Amen? So today I would like to start that third foundational truth, Christ manifested. Christ manifested. So please open up your spirit and allow the teacher, the real teacher, the Holy Spirit, to quicken your thoughts and reveal to your heart the truths in this teaching. In 2 Corinthians 4:7, Paul writes, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels," that would be us, "that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." In the above statement, "we have this treasure in earthly vessels," is just another way of saying Christ in us. Now, please note also that Paul adds the power. You know, it is all of God, and none of it is of us. Now, this echoes exactly what Paul says in the next chapter in 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, where Paul writes, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are," now notice in the Greek, "passed over. Behold, all things are become new." In verse 18, "and all things are out from God." 2 Corinthians 5:17-18. In an earlier chapter, we saw that when we come to Christ, we are joined to Him, that would be Christ, in spirit by the Father. But only in spirit. We are not, repeat, not joined to Him, that would be Christ, with our natural soul man or with our physical body. This creates a separation between soul and spirit. Our soul, where sin dwells, and our spirit, if joined to Christ, where God dwells in each believer. There is a separation between that which is joined to the Lord, namely our spirit, and that which is not joined to the Lord, namely our natural man and our physical body. So in 2 Corinthians 5:17-18, we clearly can see this stated. Once we account for the true Greek meaning, or the spiritual union of a believer in Jesus Christ, or again, what I like to say is Christ in us, and it constitutes that new creature, the natural man, and our physical body. The old things, they are passed over. They're not apart, they're passed over, they're forgotten. And it pertains to this new creature. In other words, the natural man and our physical body are not, repeat, not incorporated into this new creature. No, no. For as noted, they are not, repeat, they are not joined to the Lord. Paul gathers all of this up and states that all of these things that are new are all things that are out from God. So let us take a moment and reflect what I've been sharing here. Not only are we told in 2 Corinthians 4 that the power is all of God, but also in 2 Corinthians 5, we are told that all things of this new creature are out from God. I really like how they complement, you know, each other. I really do. And my Bible teacher, Charles Hahn, was talking to three African pastors one day at his home in Florida, and he asked them this question. He said, "So what is the best Bible commentary?" Well, the three African pastors did not want to seem unscholarly or unstudied, so they debated among themselves. Well, maybe it's Strong's, or maybe it's Drake's. Oh no, well, how about Vine's? So there's just so many wonderful, great Bible commentaries out there. And so they said, "Well, you know, let us go ahead and choose one." And so they chose Strong's. Well, Prophet Major Charles Hahn just kind of looked at me and looked at them and shook his head and said, "No, the best commentary on the Bible is the Bible." And that is the example that we see here in Corinthians 4 and 5 as they pertain to the new creature in Christ Jesus, being all of God in chapter 4 and out from God in chapter 5. And if so, we are in Christ. If that is in us, then we are in Christ, or all of God, or out of God. And then we bring nothing to that spiritual union, but that Christ brings it all. God is our all, or Christ is our all and in all. Indeed, Christ is the life, and there is nothing outside of his life. Let me say that again. Christ is the life, and there is nothing outside of his life except death. That's right. Being outside of Christ, all we can bring to every situation and every circumstance and every relationship is only death, because that is all that we are outside of Christ. We are dead men and women walking. He, Christ, is all to the believer, and we are recipients of him. Now, all of this being said, it is not just doctrine or fact. Oh, no, my friend. It is the truth, which must be expressed and have an impact in us. And then it must be lived out from us. Let me say that again. This is not doctrine. It is fact. And it is truth. And this truth must be experienced and it must have an impact upon us. And then it must be lived out of us. Thus Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 4:8-10, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed." Yeah, that's right. "We are perplexed, but we are not despaired. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed." Verse 10, "always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Christ," now notice, "might be made manifest in our body." Did you get that, my friend? "Might be made manifest in our body, that the life also of Jesus might," and that's our choice, "be manifested in our body." And of course, it is through God's dealing and judgments in our life that the life also of Christ might be made, a making process, be manifested in our bodies. When we come to Christ, wow, and he lives in us, and we are joined to him in spirit, and we continue to carry our natural man and in our physical body, and there must be brought under the governance of the power of the resurrection life of Christ. Our physical body must be brought under the power and the governing power of Jesus Christ, even though in this age they are not joined to the Lord. Amen. Paul describes how this happens. He says in verse 10 that we too must always bear about in the body, that's our body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our body. Boy, I like that so much. In other words, as a believer, we have already been crucified with Christ spiritually. And when we come into this union with him, but with the fact that we have been planted into his death, must have an impact in us and in our thinking and in our life. There must be a work of the cross upon that which is not united in our body with the Lord. That's right. More next week as we continue to look at Christ being manifested in our life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you're getting this teaching because it's critical. It's the gospel. It's the message of the New Testament, and that is Christ in us. Just read the book of Galatians, my friend, and that part of us that is not joined with Christ, it must be killed. It must be destroyed, and it must be brought under the power of the Holy Spirit and just destroyed in us. If not, it will be alive and well, and that's where so many of our troubles come from. But that's not God's intention. More next week. God bless. Have a great week. Bye.